Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having David Rodriguez back on the show. David is Global Chief Human Resources Officer at Marriott. Yes, that company. And he's an award-winning human resources expert, and he manages thousands of people around the world for Marriott, and we're fortunate to have him and his wisdom on our show from time to time. David, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to join you again.
It's good to have you back. So when you look out across, I mean, you've been around a while. You're like me. You've been to town. You've been around the block a couple of times. You've seen some things.
Just
a bit,
yeah.
You've seen good times. You've seen bad times. In terms of the overall human resources situation out there, how would you compare today, say, to say 20 years ago?
Well, you know, if you're a job seeker, it's a pretty good time, right, to be looking for jobs and looking to advance your career. With the low unemployment, certainly in this country, it's a great time to be looking to build a career. And you know, one of the pieces of advice I give to people is you really need to have a plan, right? There's a lot of opportunity out there, but you don't want to be haphazard and just chase a paycheck. Now's a great time to look for a great company where you could spend 10, 15, 20 years and build a career and have advancement. This idea that today people shouldn't think about staying at one company for very long, that's a bunch of hooey. That's exactly what we should be looking for.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because the millennials seem to have this idea that they're going to be moving around. You know, I think that's a notion. I think that's kind of a myth that a lot of people have been putting forward, because I've had millennials come to work for me, David, and I know they didn't think they'd be with me but about 9 months, and they stayed with me 5 years.
Yeah, we have the same experience. Yeah.
If you take care of your folks, you don't have to presume that they're going to leave you, do you?
Absolutely. That's the way companies need to be thinking. Don't buy into this notion that this new generation of worker is always going to be looking to job hop. What they're looking for is they're looking for opportunities. They're looking for a place where they're going to be treated well. And our experience is that they stay for a long time if you're doing the right thing as an employer.
I think the perception that the young people are coming to work with doesn't match the reality that they're finding. And I think without realizing it, without any fanfare, without any kind of saying, wow, boy, has my attitude changed, I think in a very subtle way, they're just settling in and being happy where they are more than they ever thought they were going to be.
I think that's right. And if you're an employer, you have to understand what you have on your hands are, great talent, but it's early in their career. They really don't know how to think about a career. So I got to tell you, job one is help them think about a career. Talk about why it's helpful to plan ahead, why it's helpful, by the way, to be in a job long enough to actually have a track record of results. Because I got to tell you, a lot of employers out there, the first thing they look at, they see somebody who's jumped around, hopped from job to job. They're asking themselves a question, why should they expect to be any different from me? Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, how could they possibly have accomplished anything given they've been, spent so little time in these jobs?
And do I want to invest in training on somebody who's going to be gone in 6 months or a year?
Number one, I got to tell you, for many companies, that's the first thing they think about. If it's a job that requires a lot of investment in training, they're going to scrutinize even more. What's the likelihood that, you know, I train this person and they stick around for a reasonable amount of time so I make my return on investment on that training? Absolutely.
Right. No, there's no question about it. So, hey, David, I need the website.
I'm sorry?
Your website. Give us your website.
Oh, listen, if you want to find a job, you go to Marriott Careers. Just Google Marriott Careers. You'll find all sorts of resources. A lot of things. We have a chat bot that actually will look for jobs for you.
Wow.
If you sign up with a profile, and you can specify what type of jobs you're interested in, even what town, cities, and towns you're interested in.
MarriottCareers.com. Check it out, folks. Hey, David Rodriguez and I will be right back after this break. It's 20 Till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.